you call the small container for coal that's near a stove? That you might keep near your stove?
Like a heater or something like that, you see?
A small container, a pail or something that you keep your coal in that's next to a stove.
I don't know. I can't get that up right now.
What do you call the pipe when you've got a stove, a coal stove, and you've got a pipe that goes up through the, goes up and goes out through the wall, a big, heavy, round pipe, like at Mr. Bruce's? What do you call that pipe?
Well, that's a heater pipe, don't you?
What is a stove pipe?
A stove pipe is what you fit on your stove, you know. And it goes up through your house, out on the side, you know. You call that your stove pipe.
What's a heater pipe, then?
It's both of them about the same
thing. The same thing.
Yes, ma'am.
What do you call a, something you would use to carry something from one place to another, and it's got one wheel on it, and you load it up. It's got a, like a wagon. It's got a big thing that you can put things in, and you pick it up by two handles, and it's got one wheel, and you push it along this way.
You call that a wheelbarrow.
What do you call an item used to sharpen knives?
Call that a grinding rock, a whet rock, or whatever you might call it, a grinding stone.
What if this is mounted on a treadle and he has a handle? So, I mean, it goes round. What do you call that? This rock that you're talking about is mounted on a treadle and you have a handle and you can make it go. What do they call that?
You see how that thing is and say, go round that way?
Yeah. What would you call that? Would you call that the same thing as a...
You call that a grinding rock, quit rock, something like that. It's all about the same thing. You have to grind, put your axe on that, you're going to sharpen the axe. Well, you got a hammer on that, you turn it, you know, and hold that. Somebody hold an axe on that, you know, you sharpen it that way, you know. I use them. I bet you'll make them a little that way, you know, grinding rock.
What do you call, what is left in the pan after Herman cooks her bacon?
What's left after the pan?
Yeah, when she's finished cooking her bacon, there's some sort of fluid that is left in the bottom of the pan. What is that?
Grease and more is unstuck in there, you know. You got to clean that out, you know. You pull that grease out into something, you know, and clean your pan.
What if you, say Herman hadn't cleaned the pan, the next day you'd look at the pan and it would still be...
Be dirty.
Well, it would still be very slippery. We'd say it was not just dirty.
This pan is not clean. Is it like you left it yesterday?
It feels very...
Very nasty, something like that. So I'd clean my pan. I wouldn't leave it in this shape.
Could you use the word grease? When you're describing it, if there's still grease left in it, you'd say it still feels very, or looks very...
Very greasy.
Okay. What do you call a kind of a lamp that that they had before they had electric lamps?
And you call that a kerosene lamp.
What did you pour, okay, what do you use to, when something squeaks, when you're, okay, your wheelbarrow.
You grease it.
Okay, what do you call the thing that you use to grease it? What do you put on it?
Actual grease,
what
else? Aerosol grease you put on that to keep them squeaking, you know. So when they turn on that film, why it be slick, you know. Squeaking out of the way, you know? You hear people on the side of the house, you grease your way. You know, you hear it begging for grease? I get to town or store some other one, get a box of grease and grease my way.